Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, it is 2020 after all, is it not? So just go all the way back to February and then just move it forward. And we've got all kinds. We got plagues. We have earthquakes. We have fires. We have you name it. We've got it. And now, unfortunately, I'm sure I don't know what point you heard the news that President Trump and his wife are positive for COVID. And all the reports are that he's in pretty good spirits. He has some mild symptoms staying in the White House. And, of course, quarantining for what? The next 14 days. Interesting twist, right? Yet another one. And so, of course, there's some nastiness out there. But there's also some people that are handling it well. I think that's a calculated risk, depending on how you're going to handle it when you find that out on the heels of everything. So you've got, let's see, this was, I think I had Jill Biden, a tweet in here from the Biden campaign. Jill and I send our thoughts to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump for a swift recovery. We will continue to pray for the health and safety of the president and his family. All right, that was good, right? You may think, you could just say, oh, that's just politics, blah, 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 blah. Okay, all right, fine. But I do appreciate that they put that out there pretty quick. I think that's well played. Good job. As opposed to Bette Midler. Gee, woke up this morning to learn Donald and Melania have tested positive for COVID-19. How can a hoax infect anyone? That's a new one on me. I'm sure he's taking the Clorox cocktail, but it's so unpleasant. Thoughts and prayers. Right. Uh-huh. Sure. And then that's going on. So just another day in 2020, right? But I certainly pray for the president and his wife, as we should be praying for everybody affected by COVID and everything else that goes along with this. So Dianne Feinstein, of course, coming out, calling for delayed Supreme Court hearings, cites Trump's and GOP senators' positive coronavirus test, because you've got Mike Lee, who's tested positive. So you got that. And then, of course, Donald Trump, who doesn't have anything to do with the Senate confirmation hearings, but Mike Lee in Utah, who's also on the Judiciary Committee, tested positive as a reason to delay the hearings, of course, anything they can. Of course, Mike Lee's going to be like, yeah, sorry, no. And by the way, just so you know, if the Constitution means anything anymore, there is no constitutional requirement whatsoever to even hold Senate Judiciary Committees meetings on this one. They don't have to. Mitch McConnell doesn't have to do that. It's not a constitutional thing. That's a procedural thing. The Senate makes its rules. The House makes its rules. That's not a constitution. They just decide how to do it. And so he could blow that off if he felt like it. But that's not going to stop anything. It's gonna move forward. And God willing, except we factor in 2020 in there, but still God willing, I think Amy Coney Barrett will be sitting on the Supreme Court just ahead of the election. So you've got that going on. Just crazy what's going on out there. So in the second half of the show today, I have a lot of movie making friends, Christian movie making friends, being in the radio business for years now, all the way back to 2007. You have an opportunity to meet people doing different things. It's really cool, especially in the Christian community, which is a little more tight knit than general entertainment kind of media community. So, of course, John and Andy Irwin, who have been on this show many, many times, and I've spent a lot of time with them, been on sets with those guys. And they did Mom's Night Out and Woodlawn, and I can only imagine, and I still believe, they've got a movie in process right now about the Jesus Revolution, or kind of circling around Greg Laurie's life. And two of the other guys that I met that worked with these John and Andy Irwin were Joe Knopp and Daryl Lefebvre. Joe was newer to the movie industry. Daryl's been around it for about 25 years now, at least. And Joe got a hold of me recently and was excited about a project that just kind of fell in his lap, providentially, I would say. And through another project, Joe Knopp, one of the producers on this movie that we're going to talk to Daryl Lefebvre, the other producer in the other half of the show, he's like, hey, man, so through some different film projects and a couple other things, I got to know Laura Trump, that's Eric's wife, and just got to find out more about kind of the Trump family and people that work inside the White House, especially from a woman's perspective. And so that led to basically a documentary that's called The Trump I Know. It's thetrumpiknow.com. It's only available online. You can go pay to watch that like we're doing with everything else. But I just finished watching it. Fascinating. Really, really pretty cool to have that perspective. Of course, all we know is that Trump hates women and it's demeaning and degrading towards women, misogynistic, all this kind of stuff. But when you actually talk to the women throughout Trump's campaign and throughout his business and throughout the White House, you obviously get a different story. So it's really, I can be very skeptical about our president and the things that drive him. One thing that I've never doubted is his love for his children. And obviously, that's a cloudy past as well with three marriages. But when it comes to his children, there seems to be such a bond there with all of them. So this particular movie, The Trump I Know, and it's thetrumpiknow.com, Laura Trump is one of the main players in that because she got to be friends with my buddy Joe. And then Katrina Pearson, who's the first African-American to ever be to lead these efforts in an election, a winning presidential election, Mercedes Slapp. Paula White's in there a little bit. And I don't usually like Paula White, you know, the television evangelist, but she's actually quite good in this and tells some stories about extended times of prayer with Donald Trump years ago. That was fascinating. Kaylee McEnany's in it and a bunch of other women that are part of the Trump White House and machine. And it's just a totally different way to see the president. If you're a presidential supporter, especially if you're a woman, you'll really appreciate this because it's just all these really accomplished women, a lot of single moms, and a lot of working women, and really fascinating. Katrina Pearson, who I mentioned, African-American, is a single mom. But yet she's right in the middle of this machine, and their perspective on our president is really interesting. So that's thetrumpiknow.com. That's out there. And we'll talk to Daryl Lefever, executive producer, along with Joe Knopp. But we'll talk to Daryl today. Joe's working on maybe he and Laura Trump will be on the show sometime in the near future. So that's pretty cool. So I wanted to let you know about that. So we'll do that in the second half. The show. Another movie. And the reason I'm kind of movie jacked up today is because here in North Carolina, the People's Republic of North Carolina under Comrade Cooper, today we are moving to phase three. Praise the Lord. It's a miracle. Part the Red Seas and hand out some manna. So movie theaters are opening back up, which is a particular, like, if I could force a tear down my cheek right now, there'd be one. So that's opening back up in North Carolina, so I'm jacked about that. I get excited about movies. That's another subject for another day. But here's another movie my buddy Steve Dace told me about, and this just came out today. And this one you can get online. Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu's got it. And it is called The Order of Rights. And this is a pro-life movie, The Order of Rights, orderofrightsmovie.com. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that when we come back because it is a story based on a true story, but it's a story in a movement in the abortion conversation that definitely needs to happen. So we're going to talk about that, a couple other news stories when we come back right after this. So what are we waiting for? A message in the sky. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. We actually might be hearing from, I think he might be the director or the producer of the other movie I was talking about, The Order of Rights, which is a great story that needs to be told more and more. This is starting to happen. This isn't a true story, this particular one. But this angle on the pro-life movement is starting to happen where the husband or the boyfriend, the father, all of a sudden wants to start exerting his rights as the parent, one of the two parents, to not have his child killed by means of abortion. And this story ends up going to court. And, you know, they're this young couple, and then she wants to have an abortion, and he doesn't. And then it ends up going to court, which is a great idea. And there was a story, I think it's out of Alabama, that happened, I think, last year. I don't think it's cleared the court yet. But where a father was, I think, on this side of the abortion, unfortunately, is suing, taking it to court, saying his rights were denied as a parental rights. And I know that's a tough subject for some people because it's like, hey, I'm carrying the child. We know that the it's my body line is a lie. It's biologically untrue. You're a science denier if you say that. It's not your body. It's a human being, a genetically distinct human being from the moment of conception that happens to reside in your body for 6, 7, 8, or 9 months. But it's not your body. That is not your body. It's not a appendage, it's not an arm, it's not a pancreas, it's not a liver, it's a genetically distinct human being. By the way, did you know, because I'm not a science denier most of the time, did you know that you have all the DNA that you're ever going to have, all the DNA code that you'll have, you get right then and there. Bada bing, bada boom. Fully human, right from the get-go, okay? So that's fascinating. You need to know that. That's the reality. I think we might have, I'm trying to see over here. Yeah, we've got Steve Ball calling in right now. So this is super exciting. This worked out great. Steve Noble meets Steve Dace meets Steve Ball. I really appreciate you calling in, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Yeah, just got your message.
Sorry to throw you under the bus like that.
It's been a crazy day.
Yes, it has. It's been a crazy year, so it fits right in there. So tell us, we've got about 6 or 7 minutes, which I want to give you all the time I can to talk. But tell us about the Order of Rights. Basically, I was given a little bit of the storyline. I think you heard me talking about that. But how did this come to fruition? And tell us about the movie, and then really push everybody listening, because I'm a huge supporter of the pro-life movement. I've been involved with a lot of pro-life movies. Super excited for this. So tell us all about it.
Sure. Well, it really originally generated from my brother, who has been in film in the past and is a minister. And on July 4th, he would often preach on the Declaration of Independence and talk about, you know, things about American principles and American values. And the Order of Rights, you know, came from the idea that when Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, there was an order to them. They had precedent, and life was the preeminent right. And so eventually, over time, he thought about, you know, how to get this message out there, and he decided, since he's been in film in the past, to write a story and write a movie. And I'm his brother, and then our family's been a little bit in this, and we started the process really about 4 or 5 years ago, and just lined up all the actors, and we developed a lot of relationships over some past experiences. So it really generated from the sermons he used to preach on the founding principles of America. And that, as you're saying, that the first principle of America, you know, I like to say, is two things. It's really the universal dignity of every person, as Jefferson laid out there. Why? Because we're made in the image of God. And number two is cautious, divided, limited government, because we're fallen in Adam. So our film deals with the first principle, and our conviction is, you know, for America to get back on the path, it needs to go back to first principles, and that's what this movie is dealing with.
That's exactly right, and especially in the midst of this year, Steve, as you know, and certainly everybody that is a part of this show knows, the first principles, that's the only chance we have to see any kind of unity in this country, is you got to be playing off the same sheet of music, and God gave that sheet of music to our founding fathers, and you're explaining that brilliantly, and I really appreciate that we're talking to Steve Ball, the executive producer of the Order of Rights, orderofrightsmovie.com, which just released, and you can see it online, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu, those are all the places you can go right away, like right now, and go see it today.
Yeah, Vudu, Steve, will be next week, but I just checked it here when I got home. It's on the other three platforms.
All right, awesome. So tell us about
YouTube as well.
Awesome. So tell us about the story, Steve, because this is, I think it was last year, there was a guy in Alabama.
Yeah, it's a story of kind of people in high school that are from opposite sides of the track. Ethan Carpenter is a Christian, from a Christian background. Emma, the character, comes from a more atheistic background, and he comes to her rescue, and it kind of in the movie, and they strike up a relationship that ultimately leads to a pregnancy. And the Emma's mom is played by Shannon Fields, who was in Facing the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, wants her to abort the baby, and the Christian family wants to come along and support having the child, and they're having none of it. And so ultimately, we're able to get a judge who puts a restraining order in, and then ensues the court case. And what I think we've done beautifully, Steve, in the movie, and we've gotten a lot of, is that we portray both sides very fairly.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're gonna win an argument and take down, you know, you got to do it based on, you know, real arguments, not straw men. And Jim,
right,
who was the main writer of it, did a great job doing that.
Yeah, and that's what's so important. You have to understand both sides. If we're just out there marching and doing what we do as pro-life people, but we don't have the compassion of Christ to sit there and listen and to know that there's a story behind everybody. And when you're in an unplanned pregnancy on both sides, it's unbelievably difficult for most people. It's emotional. It's scary. And you have to have some empathy about that. You have to understand what they're going through.
Right, and this isn't my story, but this is part of my story. Because this is what my wife and I had an abortion back in college. God used that to change us into a new direction. We have six beautiful kids now.
Amen.
But, you know, we've lived both sides of it. Okay, so, and this is back in the 80s. So it's absolutely the case. And most people you know, that this happens to are frightened or scared. But, you know, as you said at the beginning, science is advancing so far, and it's overwhelming. I mean, the other side knows it's a human being.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's one, and so they're trying to redefine personhood. And ultimately, in the movie, the philosophical argument we're making is a person art. It's just an early person, Steve. You know, I'm a later person, probably a later person than you, but it's just a person.
That's exactly right. And one of the things about it,
overwhelmingly proving it.
Oh, overwhelming. There was a guy that was doing his PhD work at the University of Chicago. This came out just like a year and a half ago. And he surveyed 6,000 biologists around the world, and about 94-95% of them said, yes, human life begins at conception. So you literally have to be a science denier to try to continue to go down that road. I mentioned the state of Alabama. We'll be out of time here in just a second, Steve. I mentioned the state of Alabama. I think it was Alabama. There was a young man that was taking this kind of situation into the court system. I think his child had been aborted, and he's like, hold on a second, I have some rights here. And I really appreciate that angle. We don't see that very often, but I wish more fathers would stand up. We've got that issue across the country on a number of levels, but especially in this case, because yes, the mom carries the child, but the child's just as much the father's as the mom's. And I really appreciate you guys taking on that part of the story and showing that, because I think it's going to be a real eye-opener for people across the country that maybe had never thought of it that way. Orderofrightsmovie.com. Steve, hey, listen, we'll do this again. I'm going to have you back on because I want to continue to push this as much as I can. Thanks so much for just jumping in here at the last minute. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care, Steve.
All right, pal, we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for your time. Bye-bye. And that's great. That's Steve Ball, the executive producer. The Order of Rights is the name of the movie. Out right now. Orderofrightsmovie.com. When we come back, we'll talk about the Trump I Know. We'll be right back.
President's my friend. Have you ever met him? Do you know him? Then how can you speak of him if you actually don't know the man?
I knew that he was going to run and be president. I said, I hate to see what you would go through, but our nation will need it.
I think he knew we were at such a pivotal point in our country that somebody had to stand up and do the right thing.
Some of the smartest, most talented women that I have seen are people who work for or around President Trump.
God has plans for people's lives, and he put me in this place in this moment for a reason and for a purpose.
And who here is ready for 4 more years of Donald Trump?
It's good to be tolerant. That's a virtue, but not when it turns into the destruction of what is good.
Now they're going to come after us. They're not going to make it easy.
He's a bigot.
A liar.
A serial liar.
He's a narcissist.
Politics is a nasty business.
Well, Trump is a weak man with no courage.
Wow, was he right on that, right? Oh my gosh.
I'm a black single mother coming from poverty, but what Donald Trump saw in me was potential.
All very just impressive women. It's awesome to see, and my father's really surrounded himself by them his entire life.
Where President Trump has taught us is you fight back, you push back.
When I showed up at Trump Tower, I met a whole bunch of powerful women.
He gave me the opportunity of a lifetime, and that is a Donald Trump family.
And there you go. That's the trailer for the brand new movie that just came out, available today, thetrumpiknow.com, thetrumpiknow.com. Fascinating, and really, it was really kind of a warm-hearted, interesting and surprising look and conversation and a glimpse kind of behind the scenes with a lot of these women that are part of the Donald Trump's organization, his business, the campaign, the White House itself, and just fascinating to see that. And that's not a side that we know, thus the title of the show, The Trump I Know. TheTrumpIKnow.com, and my good friends Daryl Lefevre and Joe Knopp are the co-producers, executive producers, and Daryl was involved with Unplanned and I Can Only Imagine and Woodlawn. We met years ago with the Irwin brothers, and he's been at it a long time, and it just has a rich history, and really appreciate you being on. Daryl, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey.
You're probably kind of tired.
I am a little exhausted, yes. Last night we did a premiere at the Trump Hotel in D.C., and most of the night it was pretty late, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time today to be on with us, and happy to come alongside you guys once again. And you guys do such good work. This is such a fascinating project, obviously very different from what you've done in the past. So explain to us how this all kind of came together.
Well, it happened actually as a result of Unplanned. So we were marketing Unplanned, and Joe Knopp, as you said, my business partner, he was in D.C. a lot. And he was showing it to Mike Pence, and through Vice President Pence, he introduced him to Laura, and because, you know, she was also for the movie, and they just kind of struck up just a simple, hey, let's be Facebook friends, or, you know, whatever, Instagram friends, you know, kind of follow on Instagram and stuff. And and then Joe was actually sitting on his sofa with his daughter, who's you know, at the time she was probably 9. And scrolling through his Instagram and came across a picture of Laura with her puppies. And his daughter said, "Who's that?" And it dawned on him that people don't know the First Family.
Yeah.
You know, like who's, you know, I even had, when he brought the idea to me, I had to go to my wife and say, "Which one is Laura married to?" You know, and there's an Eric, right? And then, and I know there's a Don Jr. because it's Don Jr. So that's easy. And, you know, so I had to kind of get my own little, history on her, or, you know, yeah, brought up to speed on the First Family. And it really struck us that this is crazy. Like, this is the First Family of the United States. And I know more about, you know, Prince Charles and Prince William and what's going on in their lives than I do about the First Family. And then from there, it kind of spread out to the other women, you know, Paula White and Mercedes and Katrina and just all these women, you know, Kellyanne Conway and Kayleigh McEnany, you know, all these women that, that Laura would just reach out to and say, "Hey, if I do this thing, I trust these guys. If I do this, will you come along in the journey?" So that's really how it all started.
Yeah, and I love that it's that the title of it's The Trump I Know. We're talking to Daryl Lefevre, thetrumpiknow.com, because most of us don't know Donald Trump like that. We don't have any access like that. And for you guys to be granted that access through Laura, for you and for Joe, and to get the camera crew in there and all these people's homes and their offices, as well as the White House itself. What was kind of your expectation going into it, Daryl? And then what did you learn about the Trump family as you got in here and you were right there along the road? We know that Joe did a lot of these interviews, but you were right there. So what was that journey like for you personally?
Well, as far as what I you know, it was always the dream to get in the White House, right? I had never been in the White House, right? Like, that was always like the ultimate goal, to get in the White House and interview the president. And it took a lot of work, as we show in the movie. It took a lot of work and a lot of time to make that happen.
And a lot of waiting.
But we ended up, because of Laura, you know, there was a lot of Joe walking around saying, "Well, Laura said," you know, there's a lot of that happening to get us there. Until we got to, and that's how we got to Kayleigh McEnany too, who was just amazing in this, we actually went to her home in Florida and then went to her parents' house, and so we get to see her with her mom and dad and her baby and her husband. It's just an inside look into her that I didn't even ever think we would get. That was really amazing. They opened up their home to us like we were, you know, brothers and sisters. So it was really, really cool. That was probably the biggest, you know, kind of shocking thing, that we actually pulled it off. We actually got to interview the president in the White House and these other people. So that was definitely a, you know, top 10 kind of thing for me.
God gave you guys great favor, obviously, and maintaining relationships and friendships is so important. The thing that I really appreciate about this, and I said this earlier on the show before you called in, Daryl, and you know, I've been at radio for a while. I can be a very cynical person. I generally walk into observing circumstances or finding out about something new, or even with the president of the United States, who's got the whole aura of Donald Trump that's been built up for decades. And then, of course, the 2015 and 2016, and then as you get the presidency. But I've always kind of gone back and forth and go, you know, there's part of me that thinks this guy's probably actually really down on the level, normal, approachable. He's been working with contractors his whole life. And then you have kind of the bright lights, big city Donald Trump. But this one is fascinating because you're dealing with people and listening to people that have worked with him for years. And when the charges are there, he can't stand women. He's a misogynist. He's a sexist. But he's got like 60% of his campaign is women, and they're in major league powerful positions. It was just interesting to hear their perspective, which obviously we never hear. And that must have been one of the points, is just to give us a fair hearing about the president of the United States from people that know him so well.
Yeah, we were also glad that we got to go down to a general manager in his business. It's actually the Trump winery, and there's very few female general managers of a winery in the whole country, and she's one of them, and she was hired by Trump. So it's and she even talks about in the movie that, you know, she didn't know that she was capable of running an entire winery. She hadn't done that yet. And he saw something in her and promoted her, and now, you know, 8 years later, she's going, what else can I accomplish in my life? You know, what else can I do? Yeah. Because I didn't even know I could do that. So it's kind of all around. You know, he was the first man to hire a woman in New York City to build a skyscraper. And that was, you know, that was Trump Tower. So that was in the 80s, I think.
Yep.
It's been a long history with him, but he certainly gets a bad rap. And so, what I keep saying that, you know, when I have detractors or, you know, people that I've known for a long time that ask me, you know, why would you do this? It was really because I felt like these women's stories deserve to be heard as well.
Yeah.
You know, we think we know somebody already. And we want to continue to listen to the people. It's kind of how social media works, right? Like we like something, and then social media feeds us more of what we like, right? So we just keep hearing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I mean, that's how the algorithm is programmed, right? So it's like, well, hold on a second. Like, here's these other women that have known him for upwards of 20 years,
yeah,
and they have a completely different story. So why don't their voices get to be heard? So we wanted to give them that chance.
Yeah, and that's such an important aspect of this is we have what people on the left and his political opponents say about him, and then there's the caricature of him, and then there's the apprentice kind of Hollywood side of him, and then there's the family man who obviously loves his children, and they're very, very tight-knit, that relationship and their involvement with everything. And you just you get a very incomplete picture. And like you said with the algorithm, if what you like is anti-Trump, that's all you're going to get. And so if I want to know more about Daryl, I could go talk to the people that have known him the longest, and I'm going to get a very honest, very real understanding of who he is. You would do the same thing with me. If you talk to my wife or my kids or people that have been around me for a long time, that's such an important aspect of that. Like the gal in the winery up in Virginia, and it was kind of funny. It was a cute aspect when she said, you know, he wanted to see the winery and take a tour because they had acquired it. It pulled it out of receivership. And then she said at every stop they made, he came over and opened the door for her. Well, you're not a big scumbag and do that at the same time. So that was a really cool part of it. Daryl, I'm going to put you on hold. Can I hold you through and then talk on the other side of the break?
Yep, go right ahead.
All right, cool. I'm talking to Daryl Lefever, and Daryl and Joe Knopp are the two guys behind the Trump I Know. TheTrumpIKnow.com is the website. So when you go there, that's the only place right now that you can see the film. Okay, you can stream it right through there, TheTrumpIKnow.com. We're going to be back with Daryl Lefever. Talk a little bit more about some of the behind the scenes dealing at the White House and what the point of the movie is. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. If you want to jump in here in the studio, the brand new studio. Well, brand new back in July, which looks awesome. I love being in here. I'm like a kid in a candy store. Finally, I have my own studio, which is awesome. You can see my Star Wars stuff, which is beautiful. On the TV behind me, you'll see a picture of a little icon of the movie that we're talking about today, The Trump I Know. TheTrumpIKnow.com. We're like, what, 32, 33 days away? If you're a Trump supporter, you'll love this movie. If you're a woman that is a Trump supporter, you'll really love this movie. If you're a woman who's not, maybe you're undecided about Donald Trump, or you actually don't like him, I think you'll love this movie. If you'll just kind of hit the pause button on our political frenzy and just watch it. If you just watch it, take it in, TheTrumpIKnow.com, and listen to these women. And Daryl mentioned this, poor Daryl Lefever's on hold with us today, one of the producers behind the movie. And if you just set aside the Trump part of it, one of the things that's really cool that you hear over and over again is Donald Trump doesn't see black, he doesn't see white, he doesn't see male or female, he doesn't see any of that stuff. He just sees potential, which is great. We need more of that. We tend to look at each other, whether it's a black-white thing, whether it's a socioeconomic thing, and then we categorize. And we go, oh, okay, well, that you're that and that group and that group and this group and intersectionality and critical race theory and all that stuff, as opposed to looking at people, realizing that every one of us is made the image of God. And simply because of that, every single person has potential. And like the gal they hired who had worked at a winery, that wasn't her background, they hired her to run the winery that they bought in Virginia, the Trump Winery in Virginia. because they saw something in her that, quite frankly, she didn't see in herself. And several of these women that they talked to in the Trump I Know movie, thetrumpiknow.com, had the same story. So there's a lot of different angles there. And if you're unsure about Donald Trump, I think this would be a healthy thing for you to watch, to get other people's perspective, just regular conversation and them sharing their several of them having known him for years. Really, really well done. Daryl, thanks so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Again, thanks
for
having me back.
Absolutely, of course. So in terms of just kind of the behind the scenes and doing a film like this where it's an interview format, and it's beautifully shot, as I would expect it to be. You guys always do such wonderful work. So it's beautifully shot. It's easy to pull you in. But behind the scenes and just spending time with these people that normally we only see them, Daryl, in their regular kind of press environment, the campaign environment. But what was it like to spend time, especially with these women, just to get them to know them on a personal level? And how did that affect your perception of them versus what the kind of the world would have us think?
Well, we started with Laura Trump, as I said before. She was the first one we interviewed, and she introduced us to everyone else. And so we went to her house up in New York, and I was expecting something outrageous, you know, because we've all seen the pictures of the gold, whatever,
yeah,
when Trump lived
Trump
in Trump Tower.
The Trump plane. All
right, exactly. And so you just figure, well, Eric's Trump's probably, his house is probably the same, whatever. And we get there, and it's a nice home, but it wasn't outrageous. I mean, I could have totally moved in, you know. It was just,
yeah,
not, you know, very comfortable. You know, they have two dogs and two little kids, under four, I think.
Very young,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, really young. And you know, she has to stay dressed in a dress because she does news spots all day long. Like, she's constantly, especially nowadays, you know, with COVID, she has to do them from home. So she's constantly doing news spots. So she's literally vacuuming the floor, feeding the kids in a dress, you know, with makeup on, and then back to a news spot, and then back to watching the kids. And it was completely casual. And then Mercedes Schlapp was another, we went into her home as well. And from the moment we showed up, they're like, hey, you guys all want pizza? They ordered pizza. We sat around the kitchen and ate, and they were incredibly welcoming. Same way with, like I said before, with Kayleigh McEnany's family, they ran out the door. The dad, you know, I mean, she has her own home, of course, with her husband, but then we also went over to her parents' house.
Yeah.
And, you know, he ran out the door and said, hey, you know, come on in. We love you guys. You know, it was really, really just amazing to get that kind of welcome from people that don't know us. And you know, when you're there with a film crew, there's got to be things in the back of your mind, like, are they going to try and cut this up to make us look ridiculous?
Exactly.
Or say, you know, they're going to say something we didn't really mean to say and all that. And so it was great to have that kind of trust, too, because, you know, which was really, you know, from Joe to Laura to all these women, just to be able to get that kind of access was great to have that feeling
cool
of trusting us.
And for all my friends here in North Carolina, Laura Trump is from Wilmington, and she graduated from NC State, which our daughter, Daryl, just graduated from NC State back in May. So she's a Carolina girl, which is really cool. I think I had heard that before, but forgot that. And, you know, especially now in an election year and the frenzy of everything, the amount of access that you were granted was just amazing. What was it like to kind of, you mentioned this earlier, just that, you know, so many of us, you can go, it's one thing to get the White House tour. It's another thing to actually get into the resident side, the actual West Wing side, to actually then be able to have a chance to sit down with the president. What was that experience like for you guys?
Well, you're saying just getting into the White House. It is an event to get into the White House, especially with camera equipment. They had to go to an off-site military base and have the entire vehicle go through an X-ray machine, just like your luggage does at the airport.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So it was all that, and then of course escorted by Secret Service all the way to the White House. So that was certainly an event to go through, you know, just to get there. But the other thing that's really cool, if you've seen it, Steve, do you remember the shot of Joe on the front lawn by the White House, from the front of the White House and with the fountain and stuff?
Yep.
So the Secret Service told us after Joe shot that, he said, no one's allowed out there. He said, not even the first family's ever been on that lawn.
Whoa.
So, I mean, they walked with us. Obviously, we didn't just run in. That would be bad news for yourself to do that. But so they allowed us to do it. But he told us after we got off, no one ever does that except the gardener. Like, that's the only person that ever goes on that line. So we definitely have an interesting angle the White House that nobody else has. But it was really, really, really an amazing experience for all of us. Something we'll never forget.
And then what about the time, you know, when Joe was talking to the president and that kind of interaction? I know you guys didn't have a whole long time with him, but what was that like just to kind of meet him and be around him? Because that's the one thing you hear over and over again, that he's very approachable. He's very considerate. He's kind. He's interested in people. He believes in people. He sees their potential. But what was that interaction like?
Yeah, he actually was very kind. He was obviously right in the middle of something, and he knew he had this thing scheduled. So he came in, did it, had to get up. But he definitely focused on us. Like, once we started talking, you know, there was nothing else going on. He was completely with us and for us. And it was funny as he walks out. Of course, we're all in masks, you know, except for Joe, because he's on camera. But the president isn't in a mask. But everybody, all of us, camera people, I'm in a mask. Everybody that's behind the cameras, everybody's masked up, and you can't shake his hand, right? I'm sure he would have loved to walk in the room and shake everyone's hand and greet us, but he can't because of COVID. So it was kind of interesting. On his way out, because we're not allowed, you know, to shake or to little hug or whatever you would do to say thank you. He winked at me and said, thank you. I was like,
nice.
I just kind of did a double take. Like, I just got the president to wink at me and say, thank you. Like, that's pretty
good.
Cool. You know? Yeah. I felt pretty good about that. So it was definitely a surreal experience.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're talking to Daryl Lefevre, executive producer, along with Joe Knopp, also executive producer. The Trump I Know, thetrumpiknow.com. It's available right there. You can get it and watch it right online right there. That's $14.95, and it's an hour and 37 minutes. Beautifully done. Really interesting, fascinating look at not just these perspectives of the president of the United States, but how he sees other people. And it's just kind of a behind the scenes look, as well as these women who have incredibly important jobs, very, very powerful people. And that's really gratifying to see as well. And quite inspiring, I would think, for especially younger women to see that and the possibilities there. What was kind of your favorite part in terms of interacting with them, Daryl? And then finally, what are you guys hoping to see happen with this movie? Obviously, the timing's there, or 32, 33 days before the election. But kind of what's your perspective on what you would like the rest of us to get out of it, and then for you personally?
I think the way you opened up this segment is exactly right. Like, for one, I'm just finding out that some women in my own family, you know, they're conservative and they're Republican, but they're like, boy, I don't know about this Trump guy. And I feel like people like that, especially if they'll take the time and actually we call it like, just take a breath, like just take a moment and just watch it and listen to these women's stories instead of what you hear on mainstream media. You know, it's like, just take a minute and just hear their side of the story, because they deserve to be heard. And I'm hoping that some of those women will go, and men, you know, because there's actually a lot of men in it too. There's a lot of stuff in it that men find really fascinating. But we, you know, it is obviously, we mostly focus on the women, but, you know, that they would, you know, really be at least open-minded to consider, you know, being a little bit more of a Trump supporter instead of being afraid of him, or being not afraid like afraid, but afraid of what he's going to do in the future if he's elected president. And then also really just to motivate people to make sure they do go vote. You know, like, they'll watch and be like, you know what, I got to make sure by November 3rd I make this happen. That would probably be the two. I think I would love to think that people that are completely on the other side, you know, that are just anti no matter what, I'd love to see some of those watch it and you know, maybe be open-minded as well. That's a much harder ask, but I'd love to see that as well. And I did want to note, it is also available on DVD.
Oh, it is. Okay. Awesome.
Too. And Kate, So, and you can gift it too. You can go there and you can gift a stream or DVD to someone of your choice.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And so once you do the $14.95, that it's yours then at that point, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Daryl Lefevre, great to talk to you again, brother. I'm so glad that we got a chance to hook up, and we'll connect again. I know Joe's going to be on. He's going to try to work it out. Maybe we can get Joe and Laura to be on at some point. And just a fascinating, really good use of your time. Really encouraging and quite inspiring. on a lot of different levels. Daryl Lefebvre, thetrumpiknow.com. Thanks, buddy, for calling in. I appreciate you as always.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. All right, man, we'll talk again real soon. thetrumpiknow.com. And whether you love him or not, he is the President of the United States. We are commanded to pray for those in authority over us. So let's make sure we're praying for both the President and his wife and the whole administration, everybody in elected office. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.